The Democratic leader of the Vermont Senate announced on Friday he's retiring at the end of the year. For this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public reporters Peter Hirschfeld and Lola DeFore talk about what's shaping up to be a dynamic election season.
Lola, we have not delved much into pure, unfettered politics so far this year on Capitol Recap.
Thank God.
But we today are compelled to turn our eyes toward November because we got a very unexpected announcement from a very high-profile lawmaker who took a moment of personal privilege on the Senate floor today.
Yep, that's right. We could not ignore the fact that it is an election year forever. The leader of the Vermont Senate, Phil Baruth, announced on the Senate floor that he will not appear on any ballot this November, and so therefore will obviously not be the leader of the Senate. He said, look, I am turning 65. That's an age when you can lay your tools down and walk away. And he also said, I want to give the people behind me who may want to throw their hats in the ring as much time as possible to do that and to make their case.
I think one of the more remarkable aspects of this announcement today is the timing. I've been covering the State House for 16 years. I can't recall a time when the leader of either chamber made an announcement like this midstream, except when they've already announced a run for governor or a run for federal office, as Becca Ballant did in 2021. As Baruth said, he wants to give his colleagues time to have a deep, long conversation about who they think it is that should replace him. But it is an interesting calculation for him to make.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly risks being a lame duck. At the same time, there is a ton of freedom in saying that you are not running for re-election. And, you know, right now he is pushing for a very politically risky education reform measure that at least one candidate who is running in the Democratic primary in his district has said he was going to make a really big issue out of.
This upcoming election cycle, it's not going to feature any contested races for open seats at the top of the ticket.
That we know of.
Unless Phil Scott shocks the world and says he's not running again. We often view cycles like that as sleepers. That's not the case in 2026 because the composition of the House and especially the Senate are very much in play. There are some prominent candidates with fundraising juice who have already announced their intention to run for the Senate. Baruth's three-seat district in particular is going to be filled with lots of political intrigue. It's going to be a fascinating situation to watch play out.
Yeah, and of course there is the big, probably the biggest question is which way the Vermont Senate will go from a partisan perspective. Last cycle, Republicans got to 13 seats. That is pretty close to a majority in a 30-member body. And they've made it pretty clear that their goal this cycle is a Republican majority, which would be something that they have not been able to achieve since 1994. And they remain pretty bullish about their hopes.
And Democrats, it should be said, are equally optimistic about their ability to reclaim some of the seats they lost after that historic red wave that we saw in 2024, when Democrats lost their supermajorities in both the House and the Senate. The 2024 election, it was defined by voter antipathy over this massive increase in property taxes that voters had just been hit with. I think Democrats see a real opportunity for a blue wave in 2026. They see deep concern over President Donald Trump's second term in the White House as a potentially mobilizing factor that could sway outcomes in down-ballot races for House and Senate.